Thank you, Mr. Chair. With regard to the proposal that my delegation made, just I can clarify that the content of the issue is related to the paragraph number 10, when we are talking about the some you know, economic relations between the poverty and the racism and discrimination. So we try to accommodate the issue in the into the issue of the racism, discriminations, that will be the effects, and it's a part of the implications of negative implications of the, you know, this kind of measures that deprive specific populations and specific people in some countries from enjoyment of their very fundamental rights. Is it not discriminatory approaches that when you deprive and some countries deprive the other countries from and other the civilians from having the, you know, ordinary needs, their ordinary needs, if it's not, you know, discrimination, so what is it? And we are of the view that this issue is completely have a connection between the issue that we are and the place that we are put this paragraph here, and we are of the view that this language is, it's my point of view, that this language not as challenging that our colleague from EU is raising, that because it's completely in a kind of humanity that let the all peoples and our population and all countries to enjoy their fundamental rights. It's not more than that. Thank you.